Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. QAnon, a phenomenon for all the wrong reasons. Once I got past the horror of what they were doing, I got curious. How did this silliness fool so many of our business associates? How can our smart, talented, educated colleagues that many of us have known for decades become so convinced that Washington, D.C. was harboring a child sex trafficking ring of epic proportions? How could they believe the whole pandemic was a hoax? Seriously, this just blew my mind. So I had to figure out the appeal for myself. Now, here are my personal observations based on too many online conversations with true believers about how wacky theories about QAnon and the pandemic can appear credible by so many. And yes, we can use some of these dynamics ourselves. First off, we had a lot of what I call quasi-credibility. During the pandemic, we saw a lot of YouTube videos of earnest doctors sounding like they knew exactly what they were talking about. There was no clear, simple way to determine the credibility between these folks and the other docs we saw on TV. They appeared too similar to the status quo people. And yes, mainstream media did try to show these distinctions, but they were too subtle to understand under 60 seconds. So this quasi-credibility did two things. First, it created confusion. And second, that confusion created the what-if question that hooked the merely curious people. That semblance of reasonableness is a great first step. Second, what I call the twisted truth strategy. Now, the opening salvo usually has enough truth at 30,000 feet to pass the initial skepticism. The context sounds very reasonable, so folks keep listening. But then, further down the line, the truth gets twisted into crazy territory. QAnon starts with the general truth about political corruption, but somehow ends up with sex trafficking pedophile ring. Now, the truth in the beginning increases the probability that the silly part could also be true. Now, add in motivation to buy in, and you have true believers. Conspiracy theory movements are brilliant at using what's good about human nature. The curiosity to seek out new information, the desire to help, the need to belong and be recognized. And that is used to create credibility for the darndest ideas. But we thought leaders can take that same dynamic, those same needs, and use it for good when we can move past the content and the damage these ideas do and look at the system of belief. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.